You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Frozen blobs fall from the sky in Detroit.
What?
Oh, we got this airplane stuff
again. Is it
again.
Airplane waste? And what grosses me out is this woman just like is
touching it.
Here's the story from WJBK Fox 2. Take a listen.
What do you think that is?
I have no idea.
Oh my God, she is touching it! And it's poop ice!
But in this case, denial can be more comforting than what could be the cold, hard truth. Michelle Aliasri says around 6
o'clock Tuesday evening,
what, fell into her house, her car, and nearly some neighborhood kids on the 8,000 block of our...
Is this airplane poop? You guys!
She's got it in her blue bonnet.
It's just an
airplane! She's got like a blue bonnet.
Tub. The biggest tub of blue bonnet I've ever seen.
And she's like holding it. She's like, I just don't know what... I can't tell what that
smells
is.
Like poop. Did she eat it?
The best part is the guy asking the questions knows exactly what it is.
Sure. Right.
He's like, you know, that's people's frozen urine and feces. But he's not saying anything. He's letting her hold it and lick it.
Yeah. Oh, lick it. Come on.
Taste it. Tastes like yellow snow.
On Detroit's west side. And it happened just as a commercial aircraft flew by.
Just like a boom. And everybody looked straight at the roof. And you can see
the people
like,
fighting
water
in the back.
It's just a fight.
This is a wild neighborhood.
It came from the plane, but I think it's something. Maybe they used the bathroom or it's frozen and then it come out. I have no idea.
Why are you touching
it? Actually, a good one. We'd call it plane poop, but in the aviation world, it's called blue ice, a mixture of waste and disinfectant that freezes at high altitude.
Don't touch it.
Once it leaks from an aircraft's plumbing system.
The coloration of it. How do you know what that is?
Well, you know what it is, you idiots!
The news. But it does look like this. Suspected waste that fell from a plane as it cruised over an Indian village last year. Before that, there was the Sweet 16 party turned crappy situation in Pennsylvania back in 2015.
Yeah. I was eating cake, and then I just heard a big splat.
Something
fell from
that
the sky. It was brown. It was everywhere. It got on everything.
We reached out to the FAA to get their take on what happened.
Don't touch that blue bonnet thing. Don't touch it. So many people have touched it.
There may be some business or something nearby that tossed up something or something flew off a truck or something like that.
To that, you say what?
No, it come from up somewhere. So it had to come from one of the airplanes or a plane, one of them.
And the FAA says the only way to know for sure what those frozen chunks are is to test them,
guys.
Something Michelle is now looking to do.
Oh no.
I don't even know what kind of I don't even know what to say.
How long do they have before that poopsicle melts to get tested?
Well, I think they've obviously just taken it out of the freezer. She froze all that poop so she could talk to the news.
She's keeping it in the freezer.
Yes, that's why it's still frozen.
We're in trouble.
She froze it.
We're in trouble.
She put it in her big
that old camera from the god of them. I've never even heard anybody talk like that.
It's like a modern day The Gods Must Be Crazy movie.
I don't.
What I put that? In the blue bonnet.
Like, what accent was
that?
It was Detroit Bayou.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
I gotta hear it again. I
was eating cake, and then I just.
Not that poor little.
From the ground.
Who were they talking to?
The FAA. Tossed up something or something flew off a truck or something like that.
Like
to
planes
that,
aren't crashing.
No, it come from the, from up somewhere. So I had to come
it's
from
Waterboy.
It
is. It's Waterboy.
She
speaks Waterboy, that lady.
Yeah.
That, from the scab to him. Like, those aren't even vowel sounds. Like, what was
it? Man, we're really heavy on the water boy this morning.
Yeah, a lot of water boy.
Wow. Yeah.
The world's really heavy.
Bobby Boutier.
That was mean of the news to let her just touch that stuff.
You know what? It's fine, though, because if you saw the number of people that were holding that blue bonnet thing, they were passing it around like it was the Eucharist, and everyone on that whole street was holding it.
Yeah.
And they all touched it. They've all touched the ice cubes.
Mm-hmm.
They're not ice cubes, by the way.
No.
It's a weird story.
That is really weird. It is weird. I guess
a lot of action there.
Dab it over the plane, Odell.
Yeah, but a frozen ice cube. I took a drink.
Yeah, they'll come from no truck there. That I'm falling from the sky up there.
The FJJ. They don't know.
The FJJ. The FJJ be checking it out, but they don't know.
Yeah, them planes be falling from the sky. They don't ground them.
Everybody don't thaw it.
Ice cube falling from the plane. Plane of it crashing. I don't believe no FJJ.
FJJ gonna try to cover up.
Mama said don't believe no FJJ.
Oh, my goodness, you guys. The world. This is the world now.
Oh, it's a hell of a 1-2 punch between the poop ice and the hunchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If ice falls from a plane,
they were desperately trying
poop.
To find like a decent statement. They went to the homeless guy.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. And he was like, let me sum it up for you.
Boom!
Thank you, homeless man.
Bay says you.
They did speak to them.
I don't believe no FJG.
Don't believe no FJG.
Hey, look, straight at the roof, and you can see, like, water where it had hit,
and you're certain.
Mm.
Oh.
Oh, wait, did she sound like that earlier?
They came from
yeah.
the plane.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
from the
right.
plane.
They called from the plane.
They kept maybe it short. Maybe they FJG.
I bet she's not from around here.
Used to bet when it was frozen, didn't come out. I have no idea.
Well, that's...
I have no
I
idea.
Would say she's born and raised.
Really?
There you go. Yeah, so she touched plane poop.
Yep, she did. A lot yeah. of times.
You can juggle it. You can sleep on it.
Look at it.
The FAA says it was just frozen balls that fell off a truck.
Yeah, well, the FAA ain't gonna lie.
They're...
Frozen balls.
Newsflash.
They'll
let planes fly that are yeah. so dangerous.
Yeah, the frozen truck balls, they think.
Must have been a hell of a speed bump.
Yeah, I don't know no truck that got no frozen ass, little ice ball on it. Yeah, the FJG.
Yeah, the FJG. Mama said I never believe it.
Yeah, the mama told me that. She said that while I was young.
Yes, right.
You never believe the FJG.
Mama just the other day said, look at the Ethiopian. Airplane go boom.
Boom!
FJG said, everything fine. We all know it didn't. We all know it didn't. Everybody know it didn't. FJG says, fine. FJG all the time says, it's fine. Then a plane took off Miami, engine go boom. Emergency landing. FJJ said everything fine.
This will be the news 24/7 in
yes, it will.
Just a couple of years.
Oh, it's yeah, that's it.
I'm going to call it the FJJ from now on.
The FJJ. I need to get a hold of the FJJ.
What did the FJJ say about it?
I can't find them. I can't find the FJJ everywhere. Every time I ask somebody, no one knows.
Oh, it's that truck balls. It's just truck balls.
I Googled it. It's EFJJ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A lot of media outlets try to relate to younger people.
Yeah.
Unsuccessfully.
Yes, they do.
They can't figure out, where are these people hanging out? Where do we talk to them?
Yeah.
How do we get to them?
Yep.
This is an epic fail. And there's a TV station in Toledo.
Okay.
WTOL. They made a kind of a little promo clip for Toledo Public Schools.
Okay.
Trying to prove how hip they were.
Oh, don't prove how hip you are ever.
Don't say hip. Step one.
Yeah. Hip. That's how you know.
They have testing this week. So they put this together to kind of encourage all the students, but let them know, hey, here at WTOL, Toledo's newsletter, we're hip and cool.
Toledo's newsletter. Yeah. Home of Blizzard Bill.
We're hip and cool. We're like you guys. You should watch us more. It was posted online. I guess the reaction was so bad, they must have pulled it down because I couldn't find it on their Facebook page. Thankfully, someone did tweet it out and save it.
Okay, good.
As a fellow newsman, this hurt my news heart.
Did it really?
It hurt my news heart.
Imagine being forced to do it.
Here's how it all played out. And we put this up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to see it for yourself. But this is it here.
Good morning, TPS students. It is testing week, and it's time to slay all day.
Yeet! Stay woke, be all on fleek, and get that Gucci breakfast.
Goals! Say bye, Felicia, to that testing stress. Weather's going to be turnt, right, Chris?
Yes! Toledo weather going to be V-lit during testing week. A hundo P chance of success. You've got this, kids. Steve, how about that traffic? Are we looking
better than We're talking turn, FOMO, won't be an issue. No traffic problems around any TPS schools to keep you from taking those tests.
Whoever runs that should be fired.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Everyone should be fired.
Everybody should be fired.
That is terrible.
No, and this is why I feel bad. Because
you can't reach kids with catchphrases.
No, but a lot of times you're just told what to do.
Yeah, no, they had to.
No, that's what I'm saying. Whoever,
like, think of the dumb videos
came
we've
up
had
with
to
the
make.
Idea. Whoever came up with that idea.
Yeah.
The producer.
Yeah.
Whoever it was.
Yeah.
Needs to be fired.
Hundo P.
Oh, there's like a million videos of me out there doing stuff I don't want to do.
Yeah, sometimes you've got to do that, right? We've fallen victim to it.
Oh man, it sucks.
Wow, that is embarrassing.
Oh, you should see some of the comments. The comments were hilarious. There was someone like, "I will now say I live 30 minutes north of Detroit." Like they'll no longer say they live in Toledo. Right. They just it embarrassed them so much, gave me a stomach ulcer.
Huh. Oh my God.
Yeah, super bad.
Oh God, guys, huh?
The news needs to. You're the news.
I'm sorry,
okay,
news.
The only people that are going to watch you
are very old.
Are in their 70s.
Yeah.
very, very old.
How do you do, fellow kids?
How do you do, fellow kids?
That's a great name.
Yeah.
I mean, the only you need to go older. You need to just know where your wheelhouse is.
Right. You're not going to get kids at Toledo Public School to watch Toledo's news later.
No.
It's just not going to happen.
Never.
And honestly, no. The crazy thing is the only people reacting to this are older people anyway.
Could you imagine?
Because no kid saw this at all.
No. The reactions are to this younger girl who tweeted it out. It's now gone viral.
Oh.
The old people that saw it probably had a heart attack.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I didn't think there was anyone young on Twitter.
Hundo P? Is that what? they're trying to get their actual news.
God has forsaken Ohio.
Yeah. Oh, it has.
I have to keep reminding myself this wasn't Saturday Night Live. Why does he say FOMO? He did. Like you have, like, what fear of missing out on traffic? Have no FOMO of traffic?
Some of the terms were old terms.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Not even.
You know.
Oh, God. It's over.
Yeah.
Sorry about your luck. In fact, you were forced to do that there at Toledo's News Leader.
Toledo's News Leader.
You should protest. This is the whitest thing I've ever seen in 33 years of life on this earth. Bless their hearts.
Bless their hearts.
Yep.
I mean.
Yeah, it is. You know, because there is something about, I always say it, like the really cool terms that kids end up using, like especially white kids, you know, like when I grew up or even watching my kids. So they're using terms now that they think are cool that like black guys probably said 2 years ago.
Right.
So like that's the reality of it. So like 2 years ago, a group of black guys came up with some really cool ways to say some stuff.
Right. And we're just
it finally filtered down to white kids. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then 5 years after that, it filters up
to older people.
And then they make that. Like I said, they said fleek, and we said about...
Someone said, gonna have to start saying, a hundo P.
A hundo P, chance of rain.
Jesus.
Oh,
it's
man.
It's real bad.
It is. And what kid's, like, watching the news?
No, zero.
Like I said,
this is how, whenever we've been forced to do something, it's always like, well, here's the thing, guys. It's not gonna be played for everybody. It's only going to be played for a very small segment of people that want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
That's it. And do you think that they got sold that this was going to play just for the kid? Like they were going to
someone's going to wheel in some kind of computer and play it in the class.
Yeah, that's how they got it sold. I'm sure they did it for Toledo Public Schools. So it was supposed to be just in the schools.
Oh, it wasn't on the newscast?
No, but one of their social media team posted it on the station's Facebook page.
Oh, idiot.
It always gets posted on social media.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the way it is. You know that it will be out there. Yeah. That's
oh, my God.
The way
it can't
be
the reason you make a video. Yeah. Put it on social media.
Right.
Yeah.
And in one way, I'm sure they're loving this attention, even though it's negative.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I think it's still working for them.
Yeah.
Like, they're still getting the attention. People are talking about them. So it might not be the message you're trying to convey.
Yeah, but it does hurt when what they're talking about is, boy, I would never watch them.
Well, I feel like what this is going to do, parents of the kids, they're going to be like, oh, man, this newscast, these are some funny guys. They're talking like my kids.
Maybe.
Oh, I'm going to tune in and watch this newscast.
They're wacky. They're wacky here. Oh, yeah.
Good morning, TPS students. It is testing week, and it's time to slay all day.
Yeet. Stay woke, beyond sleep, and get that Gucci breakfast.
Goals! Say bye, Felicia, to that testing stress. Weather's going to be turnt, right, Chris?
Yes! Weather's going to be lit during testing week. A hundo P chance of success. You've got this, kids. Steve, how about that traffic? Are we looking
better than we're talking turn, FOMO, won't be an issue. No traffic problems around any TPS schools to keep you from taking those tests.
I just heard it two times and many.
Cardi B's going to be calling them up looking for some cash.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
She trademarked that.
Yeah, she did trademark that.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
All right.
What's funny is I don't think that these news people were presented with it like they had an option.
No, they didn't have an option.
They were like, look, you can do street reporting in Paducah, Kentucky.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're
not
you're terrified.
It's not that show.
Toledo's news leader.
You're in the media, so you just assume that a 14-year-old's going to come do your job in 5 minutes for $1 less than you.
Right. It's so true.
You know? So they're like, you get out there and you say FOMO as many goddamn times as we want.
You better say hundo P.
Those people make Dave sound like Malcolm X.
That's true. That's true. That Chris the weather guy, Dave.
That might be the best fact we had in five years.
I agree.
Those people make Dave sound like Malcolm X.
That's now I'm just picturing Dave with the glasses, standing up with the fist in the air. My brothers and sisters.
Yeah. Public enemy. Oh, kudos to you, sir. Well done.
That's hilarious.
Oh, I do. I feel terrible for them. Yeah. I do. I feel terrible for them.
It's an embarrassment, not only for news, it's an embarrassment for humanity.
No, I mean, it is. I mean, if you've received a Dave and Chuck birthday wish, then you know just how bad things can get.
From now on,
yes, birthday wish. I had to do, but we did birthday wishes.
For a couple of years, we did.
Oh, like on the show?
No, we recorded a video.
And every time their birthday popped up, they'd get this video like, hey, it's Dave and Chuck the Freak. Just wish you a happy birthday.
That was before me.
That was here.
You guys are letting everybody know that it wasn't a personalized birthday greeting.
Yeah,
Sorry, shocker.
That happened?
I didn't even know. Did you know that happened?
I didn't know that happened.
Why would I ever tell anyone that happened?
I believe, but I just don't know.
You tell us everything.
Why? You guys knew about it. Lisa, you left. You didn't want to be a part of it.
That's 100%. Christ, that's 100%.
I don't remember any of this.
Yes. No, that's 100%. It was here.
It was a one-time thing. Three times.
We refreshed it. We did it once, and then we refreshed it twice.
Yep.
Wow. I don't remember being that many times.
Yeah. Because they brought a cake in every time.
I know this one time because they were talking about me coming in with my man thong and doing stuff.
Yeah, Chuck ate the whole cake once, and then we just looked at the cake once. And
what?
Yeah, so if you've gotten one of those, then you understand exactly.
I don't know.
Like, I know exactly how these people in Toledo feel. I feel terrible for them.
Yeah, it's a bad thing.
I do. I feel terrible for them. And unfortunately, it's always someone else's idea. It's not like your own idea.
Never. Never your own idea.
You know? And I do feel bad because they're coming out of a place of fear.
I mean, I don't. There's been a million terrible things I know that they've had to do that me and you dip out on.
But to be totally honest, there's a lot of things I think that me and Dave will just say, you know what? Yeah, we'll do it. knowing to spare everyone else.
We take the hit for it. 100% we take the hit. We know it's horrible. We know it's horrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
We know it's going to be mocked. We know it's stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you heard us do the Amazon Alexa promo? That was the worst one of all time.
We were involved with that one of all time.
I think we were in there for that.
No, the one we did was just us.
Yeah.
Well,
no.
We were in here for one of them because we couldn't get the. We were in here for one of them. I know that.
I know we were in here for one of them.
Yeah. No.
I think I saw the video.
Not the one of all of us kind of want to watch.
No,
that.
No.
Just Dave talking about the birthday one. It sounded so broken. He was like. Oh.
Open Alt 92.9 Boston.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Dave and Chuck the Freak. Thanks for checking out Alt 92.9. Here's Alexa with a couple of options for you.
You can choose.
We're just both staring at a speaker.
Yeah. And it took 25 takes.
You sounded so broken when you said the birthday cake thing. You were like, one time Chuck ate the birthday cake and then.
Because it sounds so bad.
One time. We looked at the cake.
We looked at the cake.
A terrible cake.
Yeah, I hope it disappeared. Yeah. Like, I hope it never gets
out. I don't think anyone saved it online.
Oh, thank God.
There was something on social media I saw of you guys, and I just quietly.
Well, just so you
just
know.
Like, sadly.
Like, it happens.
Turned it off.
Yeah, you should. You know, here's my honest to God truth. I've never looked at any. That was the first I've ever seen that.
Yeah, you can't.
I didn't mean to look at it.
I would never look at them.
What did we do upstairs in the green room? That was tragic.
Oh, that was those were tragic as well.
Well-timed nightmare.
Lisa just going watching her friends, our friends, you guys, like.
No, I get it. I would have done the same thing. I wanted to kill myself.
We had some really, like, I've left here. Those were dark days.
Yeah.
I'm like, what have I done with my life?
Right. Yeah. How does this happen? Mm-hmm.
The things they just made me do.
Yeah.
I felt like a whore.
Yeah.
I'm like a cheap radio whore.
That's how they
feel. Like someone just bent me over and shoved their microphone right up my ass.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's the thing. So I kind of feel
bad. So we can relate to those Toledo's News Leader morning show people.
I love that we're on their side.
We are. We are because we know how it works in media. Yeah. You're forced to do stuff you don't want to do.
The people that are on the air. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we're not on the side of the whoever created whatever demon.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that Two Guys, One Cake video.
Two Guys, One Cake.
That's kind of what it all.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. So if you get videos from us, we never wanted to do that.
I love that.
That's kind of horrible.
No, but it's okay. Can I say we love you guys? We are thankful for every one of you that listens to us. We'd love to meet you one on one, say hi that way. But doing stupid videos that someone else has written for us—that's not what we want to do.
Yeah.
Our show is real.
Never has.
We like genuine stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we do. We do genuine, real stuff. So we meet and we say, hi, we like you. That's real.
Yeah, that's real.
When we're forced to do a video and shove cake in our faces and look like idiots, that's not real. That's someone
else. Shove cake in your face.
I don't know. I don't remember.
You blocked it out.
I don't remember anything. Just like being an altar boy. I don't remember anything. So it is.
You block it out. It's repressed.
Yes.
It's the same thing. Honestly, until we brought some of those videos back up, I had deleted them from my mind.
Usually, you'll talk to me about it. We'll talk about it, and I don't remember it being discussed, like this cake thing.
I remember...
No, because things spiral out of control. This is what you have to understand. You get told... So, like, even this Toledo news team, what they're told is, okay, guys, it's going to be hip, it's going to be cool, it's going to be for the kids. We got an idea, we're going to do it. So all of them are like, okay, yeah, cool, we can do something, sure, yeah, we don't want to get fired, and we know there's a 14-year-old that'll do our job for a dollar less than us. You know, so they're like, yeah, we'll do it. And then by the time you start doing it,
you don't realize how bad it is.
It starts and it gets worse. Oh, yeah. Things like get worse.
It's really unnatural for them to sit there and say those things that are written for them to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I do remember one of the videos, Chuck, you just uncontrollably started eating the cake.
Yes.
You were told to do that?
Yeah. I was told to do that.
Oh, my God.
And that had to be one of the final takes because then I was covered in cake.
Well, there was no more. You couldn't do it again. That was it.
Right. Yep. Because the cake's ruined and his face
is ruined.
What
they should have is me swearing and in anger. Put those videos out.
Well, those would be good.
Yeah.
Those are real.
Those are real.
Because there's a lot of those.
during the idea of just having flashing disclaimers at the bottom of all these things in the future to just say, we didn't want to do this.
This is not real.
Yeah. Well,
this is not real.
This is not real.
There's a lot of them.
Again, this has nothing to do with you guys. This is all about the people that make us do stupid stuff.
Yeah.
We do wish you a happy birthday.
Well, yeah, we want you to have a happy birthday.
We would love to see you. We'd love to say hi, tell you how to use Alexa.
I think this is the thing about the news is that you know that they didn't come up with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? And I feel like some of our videos, you might think, Dave and Chuck came up with that. No.
Yeah. That's not even, it's like your guys'
zoom in
names.
Close in our face and you'll see
the broken sadness.
You can almost see like there's a gun being held to my head. Right? The same look you see in the eyes of kidnap victims, you see in our eyes. So zoom in close and you'll see the distress.
Yeah.
It's like when you're reading like a manifesto they wrote for you.
Yeah. The next time we do one, I'm going to make an SOS message with my blinking. Yeah.
Blinking SOS. Please send help.
I'm going to do it because no one listens to us.
No.
So
they'll never know it's in there.
They'll never know that.
It'll be
the
an
next
Easter
time,
just
it's
for you guys.
Easter egg for the for
watch
the listeners.
For Chuck's SOS for help
in the next video we make. Yep, it's happening 100%.
Okay,
100%.
You got to learn it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
It's time for Ask Dave and Chuck the Freak. We do this on occasion when we get a bunch of your emails, questions you really can only ask folks like us, depraved fools like ourselves.
With no training.
Yeah.
Absolutely none. But we do our best to help you out as much as we can.
I'm not even that good at life.
But we'll throw advice your way.
True.
Email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com is the best way to reach us. Email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Going to start, though, first. One of the recurring themes we had in our emails for a while there was people wanting to get into the panty-selling game.
Yeah,
and they were hitting us up for advice. How do I do it? How much money can I make? There was even guys that wanted to get in on this, wanted to sell their undies online, too. And, you know, were asking us because they thought we are the ones in the know when it comes to dirty panties. But then I come across this article, and this is not, our bottom line was, we didn't think it was a great idea. If you want to do it, fine.
Right.
But really, there's only a select few that will soar to the top and make any kind of decent money with it. Right. And they got to be smoking hot.
Mm-hmm.
This article comes out, student earns $1,500 a month selling her used underwear online.
Yeah.
The 21-year-old buys the underwear in bulk for $2 a pair and sells them online for over $100 a pair. The amount she charges depends on how long she's been wearing them for. And then, of course, guys can pay more to get selfies of her wearing those underwear, too.
That's how they make the real money. That's how they make the real money.
She's a New York University student. She sells on Craigslist. She said she got into this while working as a webcam girl. Which is another way you make more money, of course.
Sure is.
She said, to be honest, selling my underwear made me feel really empowered because I'm in control of my body. I get to choose who gets my underwear.
The cam stuff and the photo stuff is more to do with it than just, she's not just.
You know what, though?
But
I bet she makes more than her cam girl stuff.
Oh.
The money, she says, just comes from selling underwear. Everything else is separate from that. This $1,500 a month is just from her panties.
Like, you can make a lot of money as a cam girl if you're a great cam girl. But,
there's
so
many. There's such a lot of competition.
There's like four pages of cam girls when you know what I mean? And it's like the top six make money.
Right.
You know?
I think they all can make a little money, but the ones that make like
trust
this chick's
dude,
probably.
If you go down, if you just keep going down to see how bad it can get.
It's bad.
Like, if you go down to keep just for the laugh of how bad it can get.
It can get bad. Oh, we've seen some.
Well, it's like someone has Dave's old flip phone and they're recording themselves on it. You know, you can't see.
That's great.
The quality gets terrible, but they're still a cam girl. They're still trying to do it.
And it's we like, said, too, if you really want to do this, you got to, the key, if you're not like one of the most smoking hot women in the world, is to find a niche.
Right.
So oh, you'll yeah. do something specific that is yeah. like you'll show your feet or you'll, you know, even weirder than that, obviously, but you've got to find your niche that people are looking for. That you're just right. not selling panties normally like anyone else.
And to be honest, it's not even really about like a niche. I mean, if you're not good looking, but it's what are you going to do?
Yeah, how far
will it's you about go? What you do to yourself.
I can't believe that they have a whole site. And maybe we spoke
whole
about this.
Whole site. There's several whole sites.
Panty sites?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, panty sites. Oh, okay.
Panty deal.
Yeah,
there's
no,
like
we,
a whole
panty
we deal.
Those up before.
Did we?
Yeah.
I think this is newer to America because they've been selling used panties in Japanese vending machines for like 20 years.
Yeah, they have.
So, I mean, like, we're just now getting it.
Yeah.
We're so behind.
We are so behind Japan.
She says, it feels awesome to be able to provide a healthy outlet for people with these fetishes. I never feel like I'm in any danger. Sometimes she offers extra services like she did. She says she doesn't meet people anymore, but she used to at one point. She made almost $500 by letting a man smell her armpits.
Mm. Wow.
Mm. Said, I don't got to that. Know him, though. He was a regular customer. He opened up about his armpit fetish. So I made an extra $500 by allowing him to smell my armpit.
See, but this is why these guys pay them so much money, because this girl met him in real life.
Yeah.
And these guys are holding on to hope that even though this chick is a smoke show and way out of his league, he knows at the core, she takes money for sexual things. So if you give them enough money, maybe they'll meet you. Then you can pay them to have actual real sex with you.
Right.
That's I'm shocked that she didn't have real actual sex.
No,
with
she said
guy.
Her well. Clothes, she was fully clothed. Just her armpit was there for him to smell for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
As well as her studies and her underwear sales, she works as a waitress and does dog walking. In all, she makes about $40,000 a year.
What is she studying at school?
It doesn't say what she's studying.
Hopefully she has a bright future.
Well, she's an entrepreneur. You can say that about her.
Yep.
Is there, and I mean, I probably don't even have to ask this question, but is there a market for poop panties?
Oh, yeah. David Hunter.
Call it brown gold.
Probably the biggest market out there.
David Hunter.
What?
David.
I'm sure we spoke
people
about that
pay
before.
For a bubbling crude.
A high price. Upsets me.
Not a lot of chicks are willing to do that. That's what I'm saying. It's about how far you're willing to go. Your threshold of payment.
Yeah. No, that's why, like, that one girl, I think it was just last week, the toilet seat licker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, she's a cam girl that'll go the distance.
She goes the distance.
She'll go the distance.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look to see what panties with poop on them for sale.
Yeah.
Yep, there it is. Yeah. I looked up panties with poop on them for sale. 48-hour worn dirty panties with a bit of poop for sale.
Oh, neat.
Any,
$30.
$30?
$30. Discreet shipping and vacuum sealed.
Oh. Keep it fresh.
Are there,
is there a picture?
Ooh. Oh!
No, oh, no, it's just owls. Thank God.
Just owls. Just baby owls.
I needed to see some baby owls after that, actually.
Yeah, that's...
calm me down.
Did you see it, James?
Oh, I saw it. Yeah, it's like an M&M with no color and just melted into the panties.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Okay. Let's hope that's what that was. Chris is with us. Hey, Chris, you're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. Good morning.
What's up, you guys? Tip of the penis to you.
And also to you.
Balls, Lisa.
Balls.
Nice. So, dig it. Poo panties. We used to sell my girl's panties a few years back, and this guy asked specifically for poo panties. She wouldn't do it. So, I took some, took a deuce, used him to wipe, and then we friend zoned him, my man. He came back a couple times.
Oh, he was a return customer.
Yeah, that is an entrepreneur
there. That is. That's you got to be willing to go.
Yeah.
You got to be willing to
fake it till you make it.
Yeah, no, you're faced with adversity. You stepped up.
Yeah, you did it, Chris. Way to go,
good
man.
Good job, Chris.
The next Rockefeller right there.
All great entrepreneurs face challenges and overcome them.
Ooh, goodness gracious me.
Just like how he presented that, too. He goes, dig it. Yeah. My girl. Sell him panties.
Yeah, there's a market for used, clean, dirty, period panties.
Oh, yeah.
Poopy
yeah.
panties.
Yes.
Piss panties.
All of them.
Yeah.
All the kinds.
So, for those of you looking to get into that business, that's same. One thing you don't have to email us about. Just you figure that out on your own. We're not recommending you do it, honestly. We can't say, get into the poopy panty business. But if you want to, just look up how to. There's selling sites on there. You can. They'll take a share.
Yeah.
But you can put
my
it out there.
Natural inclination with these is I'll always be like, no, don't do that. You're going to invite Buffalo Bill over, and then you're ending up in a pit.
Mm-hmm.
But
a lot of these girls just invite Buffalo Bill over anyway. Like the person that smelled your armpits, that's Buffalo Bill. Not maybe not yet.
That's more like Buffalo Ralph.
No, but I mean, but not yet. Eventually, it's like...
Yeah, he's just kind of starting to talk like this a little bit.
It's like, hey, how are you doing?
Hi. What's up, lady? My pit. Oh, I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
But I always feel like it was bad advice when I tell him not to do it now because of stories
like
that. I
don't think so. No. It's good advice.
Yeah.
It's at the end of the day, there's many other things they could do to make money that doesn't involve pooping in panties.
Yeah.
Yeah, pooping in panties is no work. That's the South.
Yeah, but you'll feel much better about yourself if you don't make money doing that.
You will.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, you will, Chuck, at the end of the day.
I don't think I'd have any kind of...
You wouldn't, Chuck. You would have no moral dilemma with selling your used underwear online.
I would not have.
I
don't know if you're asking the right person.
Yeah, you're right. Chuck would not.
You're right. He doesn't have a lot of moral
dilemma.
He does
not. He does not. You're going to put that on the same level as, selling yourself, giving hand jobs at the strip joint?
No, but at the end of the day, I'm like, what is someone doing with my underwear?
See, I guess I just feel bad about yourself. I wouldn't care about that either.
It's not even going to be my real underwear. You know what I mean? I would go buy, I wear Fruit of the Loom. I'd go buy packages of Fruit of the Loom, but I'm not going to painstakingly wear it around the house for a while. I'm going to throw it in my hockey bag. A gigantic amount of underwear would be in my hockey bag with my sweaty old hockey equipment.
You have no scruples.
You know?
And doesn't fake poopy underwear.
Of course. Of course I would.
How dare you? How do you sleep at night?
And I would sleep like a baby. Like a baby I'd sleep. No problem.
Oh, what do you do for a living? What are you good at?
You know what I'm good at?
I'm good at nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no problem with that. Got no problem with that.
Yeah.
How do I make money?
I sell.
Could you proudly tell that to people? No.
No. You couldn't.
Did you live in shame? Yes.
Yeah. But see, this is why I think you do it as something like on this, unless you're just
you're really ahead of it.
Or you're so rich from it.
Mm-hmm. Here's a woman says, I've been selling my panties since November. I've got a Twitter page, 12,000 followers. I make about $1,000 a month just from that. I just post pics of me in the panties and they come to me. I've got panties in about 20 states now. I'm just an average, everyday, 45-year-old mom and wife.
Yep.
Hope your kids don't find out. Thanks
for
listening.
Mom. Are those your panties, Mom?
Anonymous voice changing technology. You're a panty seller.
Yes, I am. Yep.
And do you ever say no?
Yes, definitely.
To what?
So the more extreme requests, like the poop requests, I probably would do it, but they don't follow through and pay.
Oh, okay. So you're like, yeah, sure, pay up front, and then I'll do it, and they never do.
Because you set your price real high for that?
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
a little bit higher.
Okay.
And then, but I did get a request for poop brownies.
What? Yeah, guys, buckle up.
What do you mean? Walk us through
what
that one.
Make a batch of brownies.
Yeah, he said it was his birthday, and he wanted me to bake him a batch of brownies.
But
you put poop in your brownie pan?
What?
No, no, I didn't do that. I was like, no.
Oh, good.
No.
Lisa's more concerned about your brownie pan.
Okay, can I ask you,
did you foul a brownie pan?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I know. Lisa's got a weird outlook on stuff.
Wow, it's gross. Don't put poop in your kitchen.
I know, but
it's a Rachel Ray brownie pan.
How much was someone going to pay you for poop brownies?
Well, so I kind of followed it up because I was like, is this guy for real? So I was like, well, like, how much do you want to, like, a hint, or you want to, like, fully taste it? Like, what are you looking for? And he was like, oh, no, I want to taste it. I want, like, chunks.
Oh, F him up the backside! God damn, where do these people exist in
okay,
the world?
But what, okay, so I'm interested in negotiations for this. So he wants it full on, as gross as it can get.
Oh my God.
And you're like, oh boy, I don't think I'm going to do this. But how much did he, was he willing to spend?
Can you back up? Because I was like, not like, I don't think I'm going to do this. I was like, there's no way I'm going to do this because that's nasty. But I was like, all right, so I'm like, so 100 bucks? Like, I don't know. And he was like, absolutely. So I probably could have gone higher.
Yeah, so for 100 bucks, you could have bought one of those, like,
Don't they just make a brownie pan
and then just crap on it and but spread still, it around and then just
put that
send
in your
it?
Oven, your poop in your oven and smell it.
Oh, you're gonna bake the poop. That's right.
That's so delicious.
That'd be so conflicting.
No, stop. What I would have done that you get the pre-made.
And just shove it in there?
You just poop on it, spread it out.
Like
and then
frosting!
You,
like frosting!
Yes, like frosting. And then you send it to them and say, hey, 30 minutes in your oven. Because they would love it. They would love to have that in the aroma. Oh, they'd love it. I just figured it out.
It's a sick, sick world.
It is a crazy sick world.
Thank you so much for your tale.
Poop brownie maker, thanks for calling. All the best.
She didn't
Betty,
do
she
it.
She called her Betty Crapper.
You don't call her Betty Crapper.
Someone can start that business.
Yeah, Betty Crapper.
That's how to do it.
I love when Chuck is in a journalist mode.
Yeah, it's rare, but weirdest things,
he leaned
too.
Forward, and it was a discussion.
Let's talk about the negotiation procedure.
On a regular line.
I think it's a lot of money there.
Anonymous in Boston. Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you guys?
Good, you a panty seller?
So I wanted to agree with Lisa because I was literally on there for like 3 days, just, you know, see what it was about, try and make some extra money. There's some weirdos out there. It is not worth it.
No.
They will ask you to, like, poop in a video, and they explain how badly you need to go. Like, it's crazy. Yeah. And the panty sellers, like, it's rare that they just want the panties. They want videos. They want all that. They want, and, like, I was thinking, you know, maybe, like, 50 bucks, 100 bucks. I was, like, trying to keep my prices up there. No, they want it for, like, 25 bucks, so it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
There is more.
There is more.
That's and she was on there just for 3 days.
3 days, and she couldn't hang it.
Oh, it's not for everybody. Some people are weak of heart.
Yes.
You know?
I guess there's a girl that would send pics of her poop to an old guy for $2,000 a week.
I'm telling you this right now.
She set up.
It stops.
I gotta pay my bill. $2,000 a week I'm spending on this.
There are people.
$2,000 a week I'm taking my poop to get glamour
shots.
Grandpa,
where does all your money go, Grandpa?
$2,000 a week.
Listen, there are people that are buying products. They're buying products off of eBay and selling them on Amazon right now to make $2 profit per one thing that they buy.
Yeah.
And you're telling me you're gonna take that buying a $2 pair of panties and selling them for $25 is bad? That's a bad
for that
deal?
Girl, it was the price of her shame.
It's her dignity. People have no problem with that. So that's right? Like, as we said, if you really want to do it, you do it. Yeah. We're not just going to recommend you do it.
I'm going to recommend you do it.
No.
It's a fast cash grab.
It is.
Yeah.
We're in a gold rush right now, really.
Yep.
So you got to do it now if you're going to do it.
Brown gold.
Note to self, someone said, don't buy Chuck's used boxers. They're not the real deal.
No, they're fake.
No.
You just ruined your boxer business.
My videos will be real, though.
Oh, God.
You got to pay $100 bucks
for those. I'm telling you, $2,000 for pictures of my poop? Like, I'm walking into the portrait studio.
Yeah, exactly.
Just contained plastic containers. Need to get a close up of this one. Can we get the laser beam background on this one?
She stopped when the grandpa wanted to take videos of her pooping. And then she said, okay, well, this is done.
Should have done it with the mask on.
Okay. So you're already, James, it's $2,000 a week for your
$8,000
pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Old man says, I want a video of you doing it. Man, what's your price?
$1,500 on top of that. We're looking at $3,500.
But you do it for $3,500,
yeah,
right?
But I'm going to put a mask on.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to just show your butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just put a mask on. No. Actually, that's probably the view they want.
They just want your butt.
They just want your butt. They don't want your face.
No, yeah, they want the goatee.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if that was your grandpa?
Well, hey, everyone's got a weird grandpa.
Hopefully the videos will not be left to me in the will.
Just hope your grandpa didn't lose all his money in buying poop pictures.
Yeah. $8,000 a month I'm spending.
That's what he is. $2,000
You'd have
a week.
To tell everyone
$8,000
you know.
$8,000 a month on poop pictures.
You'd have to tell everyone you know that he got scammed by like a Nigerian.
Right.
Yeah, you scam. Would. You'd have to make up a real
grandpa
big story.
Grandpa was wealthy, right? Did he leave you a bunch when he passed?
No. He got involved with us. There was an African...
one of those scams.
Yeah, he was had a girlfriend, wasn't a real girlfriend.
Okay.
Took all his money, gave him $487,000.
It's awful.
That's a lot of money.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, you couldn't tell the real story.
Oh, I found your grandpa on poop.com.
2,000 and 00 over 100 for poopy panties.
All right, good luck to you all selling your panties, doing what you're doing. Again,
you can do it.
You can do it if you want to do it. We'll just not advise you to.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.